I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meet, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, I got to catch up with Katie and Kevin Tsang. They are amazing authors, and I think you're really going to like hearing about their brand new book.
Hello, so good. So excited to be on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, it's been a little while since I spoke to you guys. It was probably last year, maybe. And in that time, you've written so many more books. I can barely believe how busy you are and how much you get done. But you've got a brand new book out called Space Blasters. It's Susie and the Moon Bugs. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Well, I was going to say brand new series, but it's the second one in the series, right?
Yeah, it is the second one in the series, but it still feels like a pretty brand new series because the first Space Blasters book only came out last summer, and then this one came out just 6 months later. So it is the second book in the Space Blasters series, but what's fun about these books is they can be read in any order. And the setup for the concept is, so we have our inventor, Susie Wen. She's a child inventor. She's very curious. She likes to do experiments. And one of her inventions goes wrong and it zaps her into her favorite TV show. And it turns out the show Space Blasters is real. And she is, you know, not just actress. She is actually on a spaceship in space and they need her help to save the universe. And what's really fun about these books is they're, of course, you know, fiction, but they're really inspired by real life facts. So we tried to pepper throughout the book lots of space and science facts. So for kids who are kind of more interested in the nonfiction side of things, there'll hopefully be something for them there. But then for people who just like a wild and wacky and fun adventure, they will absolutely find that. And in Susie and the Moonbugs, the spaceship that they are on has a crash landing for mysterious reasons, and they find themselves on a new planet that they have to figure out how to fix their spaceship, see what's going wrong, and, you know, carry on saving the universe.
Oh my goodness. I mean, what, you've just done my job, really, haven't you? You've fantastically described that book. That was brilliant. Now, you did mention all of the facts in the book as well. I thought that was a really cool little extra bit, because as well as getting a story, you're also, if you're reading, getting some little space facts in the corner of every few pages. Do you have a particular fact that you loved? Was it quite exciting, like researching all of that stuff?
I absolutely love researching for Space Blasters. I've always loved space from when I was really, really young, and so it had a lot of fun looking up facts. I think one of my favorite facts is Jupiter has over 80 moons. I didn't realize that. And actually, they're finding new ones like all the time.
Yeah, in the first book, Space Blasters, Susie Saves the Universe, we say that Jupiter has 78 moons because at the time of writing, it did. But as of now, it has 83, apparently because Jupiter's so massive and has so much gravity, it's just attracting more and more moons. So that was really interesting. And my favorite fact that blew my mind, I was researching it for the third book, which is The Comet of Chaos, is that galaxies devour other galaxies. And our nearest galaxy, we're in the Milky Way, of course, and our nearest galaxy, Andromeda, is like a mega monster galaxy, and it's devoured tons of other galaxies, and we're next, but not for another 5 billion years. So we've got some time.
Oh, phew. Okay, for a second, I was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? But okay, you've calmed me down. That's all right. That's okay. And tell me, Susie's such a lovely character as well. She starts off the book saying, you know, she loves to chat, but obviously her family are quite busy. And then she herself gets transported onto this kind of amazing adventure, and she kind of saves the day. She's a great character.
Thanks. We love Susie. We had a lot of fun coming up with her. You know, we really wanted to make sure she felt distinctive from Sam Woo, which is our other character kind of for in the Sam Woo's Not Afraid series in the same age range. Because for any keen readers of mine and Kevin's books, they might recognize Space Blasters because it is actually Sam's favorite show. And while he never goes into the show, some of the key characters are kind of referenced throughout. So when we had the opportunity to really build out the world of Space Blasters, that was really fun. But no, we wanted to have, you know, a key character, child character who was really creative and curious. You know, one of kind of a hallmark of Susie is she's never afraid to ask a question, even if, you know, she thinks there's no shame in not knowing something, and how you learn things is by asking questions. And so we had a lot of fun kind of creating her as a character. But I have to say my favorite character in the series after Susie is there's a alien named Five-Eyed Frank, who's very suspicious. And we have a lot of fun writing Five-Eyed Frank.
Was he based on anybody you know?
I don't know. He came pretty organically, actually, because he didn't major in Space Blasters when we were writing Sam Woo. And with Susie, he just his personality came right away when Susie woke up on the ship, and he was like, "Who is this human that's invaded, you know, onto our ship?" And it just went from there, really.
And I think we kind of needed, because, you know, it's a smallish cast. We've got Susie, who's a child, and then Captain Jane, who heads up the spaceship, and Spaceman Jack, and they're both adults. And of course, you know, for us, a thing that I love in children's fiction is banter. And you can't really have an adult, like, teasing a child, really. And so Five-Eyed Frank kind of plays the part of, you know, he's a suspicious kind of wacky alien. So, you know, because there's no other children on the ship, you know, Susie and Frank, they kind of have the relationship of there where they can kind of tease each other, and it works much more organically. So Frank was just like just kind of a delight to develop as a character, and becomes a more crucial character even in the next Space Blasters book.
Oh, exciting. I did love in the book, it's kind of like straight in on the action. Almost immediately we are off and away into space. And it did strike me that actually sci-fi for a younger audience is not that common. I think it's quite well done for you guys to have done that, because it's not really around so much. Was it quite hard to write a sci-fi book?
I think so. Me and Katie love brainstorming, thinking of wacky ideas. We've done a lot with the Dragon books over the years. And I don't know, for me with Katie, I love coming up with new planets and creatures. And like I said, I love the research. I suppose we did look and say, why isn't there more science fiction in children's fiction?
Yeah, that was definitely something that we, you know, that was kind of in our minds that we wanted to do. We wanted to have it feel distinctive kind of from our other series. You know, we love writing the Dragon Realm books. That's, you know, proper fantasy adventure. And so we were trying to think, you know, space felt like a really, you know, the final frontier, like we could do anything with our imagination. And what's been fun is coming up with things like really out there planets and aliens, but then trying to ground it kind of in real science facts. So the research definitely kind of helped guide some of the decisions we made around the plot. But mostly, you know, it was just fun being able to let our imaginations really run wild. When we do school visits, we do a workshop with students where we ask them to help come up with a new planet. And it's so fun to see where their imagination goes. And it really is just kind of, you know, the options are endless in thinking of what kind of planet would it be, who would live on that planet, and kind of building it together.
Oh, incredible. I love it. And so, of course, we've mentioned we've got the Space Blasters series, but you also have Samwu, and you've got the Dragon Realm series as well. And do we have more on the cards for any of those?
We've got coming in March. We're really excited. We have a World Book Day book, which is a huge author milestone. Kevin and I were over the moon. We found out. It was so exciting. So this is it's set in the same universe as the Dragon Realm books. It's called A Dragon Realm Adventure, but it chronologically takes place after the fifth one. But we set it up so it can be read by anyone. So anyone who is new to the series or hasn't come across it, but if you have read the books, I think you're really going to enjoy it. And then straight after that, in September, we are launching a new Dragon series, again, in the same universe. It's called Dragon Force. And similarly, you know, if you've read our previous Dragon books, you'll really hopefully love it. But it is also being written and designed to welcome new readers as well. So, you know, we're all about all things space and all things dragons this year.
Hey, look, space and dragons. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, what's not to love? That's, I'm like, you know, we've got something for everyone, hopefully.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for chatting to us. We should say Space Blasters, Susie and the Moonbugs is out super soon. In fact, it's probably out right now. Is that right?
It is. And you know who I forgot? I just realized we forgot to mention our incredible illustrator, Amy Nguyen, who I think the illustrations are the best part of the book. She brings Susie to life so perfectly and all of the aliens and creatures. So we are so grateful to work with such a brilliant, brilliant illustrator, especially for books in this age range. You know, the cover and the interior illustrations are so important. So huge shout out to Amy for making the, you know, really bringing Susie and characters to life.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah, like I said, the book is really fun, guys. But yeah, the illustrations are extra special, aren't they?
We think so. Well, thank you so much for having us. And for all the great questions, we've loved getting the chance to chat to you.
No worries. And one day, guys, we will meet in the studio and I'll get to chat to you all things about dragons and space and dark. I think, and Samwu as well. That'd be awesome.
I look forward to that day.
Thanks so much,
Beck. Thank you.
Katie and Kevin Tsang, and I love chatting to them. They're like the happiest authors in the world. And one day, just one day, I'll meet them in real life in person. They were pretty awesome. And we've got loads more awesome people on this podcast. If you enjoyed it, go back and listen to as many fun kids meet as you fancy. And if you love this, remember to listen to Bookworms as well, which has got loads of other brilliant authors.